Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I thank you for the privilege of being created in your own image. Oh Lord, my God, I thank you for creating me in your own image. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please intervene in my situation. Let those who saw my tears before see my laughter now, in the name of Jesus Christ. My gracious God, my Heavenly Father, please intervene in my situation. Show me mercy. Let those who saw my tears before, let them see my endless laughter now. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, from New King James Version, NKJV, I read. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Full stop. The same 1 Peter chapter 2, starting from the same verse 11, now we read it to verse 17 from the Message Bible, MSG. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 to 17. I read, friends, this world is not your home, so don't make yourself cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. Live an exemplary life in your neighborhood so that your actions will refute their prejudices. Then they will be won over to God's side and be there to join in the celebration when he arrives. Make the master proud of you by being good citizens. Respect the authorities, whatever their level. They are God's emissaries for keeping order. It is God's will that by doing good, you might cure the ignorance of the fools who think you are a danger to society. Exercise your freedom by serving God, not by breaking the rules. Treat everyone you meet with dignity. Love your spiritual family. Revere God. Respect the government. Full stop. Praise God. This sacred letter was written to the believers in the days of Apostle Peter. It is preserved for us who are followers of Jesus Christ today. Without missing words, all true Christians are pointedly addressed as sojourners and pilgrims in this world. Yes, all of us who are children of God are temporary residents here. We will use up the time allotted to us by God, and we will return to him to give account of how we lived. It therefore behoves every one of us to live right. We should live right and please God well. We owe it to God to live so well that the unbelievers around us will glorify God on our behalf. To this end, Christians who are in government should be rulers indeed. I mean rulers having straight edges to rule straight lines, not crooked ones. Rulers who have equal measures to promote universal equity among humanity. Christian politicians and leaders as pilgrims will not join hands with unbelievers to sell the world that they did not create to the devil, because they do so today by legalizing perversions. True pilgrims will be godly husbands. They will be virtuous wives. They will be obedient children. True pilgrims will be God-fearing doctors, pharmacists, teachers, engineers, judges, accountants, president, governors, legislators, ministers, bankers, etc. That is the way we should be as children of God and as true pilgrims in this world. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. It is getting clearer and clearer to us every day that we are temporary residents on this earth, that we are sojourners and pilgrims, and that we should live accordingly, that in all our lives we should glorify you. Father, please help us, because that's our determination. As we walk with you day by day, help us that you will be glorified in all our lives. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.